From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Key members of U.S. President Barack Obama's national security team testified Wednesday as a Senate committee holds a hearing on his request to use force against Islamic State militants. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee heard from Secretary of State John Kerry.
But I can say from a diplomatic perspective that the world is strongly united in seeking Daesh's defeat. Our coalition is receiving help from governments throughout and beyond the Middle East, governments that may disagree on other issues, but not about the need to take decisive action against Daesh.
Mr. Obama proposed last month an authorization of force that would last 3 years with limits on the use of ground troops. The meeting is part of a long process toward any authorization, which would need to clear both the full Senate and House of Representatives. A member of the Kremlin's Human Rights Council says there are reasons to believe that the prime suspect in the killing of Russian opposition leader Boris Nemtsov confessed under torture. Andrei Babushkin told reporters Wednesday that he had seen numerous wounds on the body of Zayar Dadayev during a visit to the suspect's prison cell on Tuesday. Meanwhile, a Moscow newspaper says Dadayev reversed his confession to the killing, saying that he told authorities that he had not killed Nemtsov and planned to plead innocent when he was brought before a judge. However, he said once he was brought to court, he was not given a chance to speak. Myanmar state media are blaming protesters for the violence that erupted Tuesday when police cleared a group of student activists who were demanding that the government scrap an education law. The officers turned on the students in the central town of Lepadan after they tried to push through a police barricade. VOA News. The U.S. military officials say rescuers have found human remains in the search for an Army helicopter that crashed off the Florida coast with 11 soldiers on board. A spokesman at Elgin Air Force Base in Florida said debris from the wrecked Black Hawk was discovered early Wednesday after the helicopter failed to return to base Tuesday night. The missing include 7 Marines from Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and 4 members of a National Guard unit. Authorities say a dense fog advisory was in place for the region. A special court in India Wednesday summoned former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh to face corruption charges related to the sale of coal fields under his government. Speaking to reporters, Mr. Singh says he hopes the court will find he did nothing wrong.
I respect the judicial process in our country. And I hope in any fair trial, I will be able to establish my total innocence.
Judges ordered Mr. Singh and 5 others in the case to appear on April 8th. In Japan, thousands of people are still homeless and all of the nation's nuclear reactors are still offline 4 years after a magnitude 9.0 earthquake and tsunami caused the world's worst nuclear disaster since Chernobyl. VOA's Brian Padden reports.
More than 120,000 residents who live within 20 kilometers of Japan's Daiichi nuclear power plant in Fukushima were evacuated in March of 2011 after the damaged nuclear plant started leaking radiation. These nuclear refugees still cannot return home because of high radiation levels, and they still worry about suffering from long-term health implications like cancer due to the radiation exposure. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe vowed this week to come up with a new 5-year plan to rebuild the Pacific coastal region that was ravaged by the tsunami. Brian Padden, VOA News, Seoul.
Pakistani paramilitary troops raided the headquarters of a major political party Wednesday in Karachi, where officials said they arrested wanted suspects and seized weapons. The raid targeted the offices of the Mujahida Qawmi Movement, or the MQM. The Colonel Tahir Mahmood said the party had been sheltering criminals and that troops detained 6 known criminals during that raid. Meanwhile, the MQM party leader accused the troops of killing an MQM member during the raid. A new United Nations report details the economic and societal devastation of the 4-year war in Syria. That's where the violence of a multi-party civil conflict has become further inflamed by multinational battle against Islamic State militants. The report was released on Tuesday. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.